morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning, witches. It is June 4th, 2021. It is Friday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by A Curious Future by Kiki Dombrowski. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. By Anonymous. So today is our last day talking about our summer tea freezer spell. This tea will brighten your day with creamy sweetness and sunny lemon notes. It has green tea, apple pieces, orange, lemon, marigold, creme, and vanilla. So I want to talk a little bit about vanilla. And I actually really struggled to find anything about vanilla in magic. So I kind of wanted to share just my personal thoughts and feelings on vanilla. So when it comes to vanilla, I always view vanilla as perfect for love and relationship magic. It is warm. It is sweet. It is complex. However, I don't see vanilla being used in love magic I see it being used more for love magic for maturity and complexity, that more kind of maybe soulmate magic or keeping a current relationship happy and healthy. I don't really see it used for puppy love or crush or sex or passion. I really, really view it as more of a deep, complex, forever type of love. So Kiki, my friend Kiki, actually has a great oil that she makes. It is a tonka bean bouquet. Actually, I think it's in our new Book of Shadows Volume 9 with Which Way Magazine. That's out now. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because she has a whole article on the tonka bean. And she makes a beautiful tonka bouquet. And it's tonka bean with vanilla. And ugh, when you smell it, I know you can't eat it. But it's like, if only you could, you know? anyways. So I really view vanilla as to be used in spells for maturity, understanding, complexity, warmth, happiness, and sweetness. So that's just my thoughts on vanilla. If anyone else has any other suggestions or thoughts, please let me know. All right, moving into some headlines. This comes to us from cinemablend.com. Ghost Adventures, Zach Bagans is teaming up with horror vet Eli Roth on a new spooky TV show. So this was written by Lauren Vanderveen. Ghost Adventures has outlasted many paranormal investigation docuseries in its near 13-year run, precisely because Zach Bagans and his team explore all manners of real-life spine-chilling horrors. Ghosts, aliens, demonic possessions, legends, creatures, the list goes on. But now that a master of this nonfiction horror is teaming up with a master of fictional horror, Eli Roth, for a new spooky TV show, and I'm totally here for it. Zach Bagans and Eli Roth's new horror project was greenlit by Discovery Plus and will be called The Haunted Museum, based on Bagans' real-life museum of the same name. This show will feature the haunted collectibles and artifacts housed at the museum, as told in part by scripted mini-horror shorts by Roth and using Bagans' own signature commentary. The series will have an initial 2-hour special, followed by 8-hour-long episodes. A select few of these notorious artifacts from the 14,000-square-foot museum will be featured on the Haunted Museum anthology series, such as the Dubuque Box and the Devil's Rocking Chair. About the collaboration, Zach Bagans said, "Eli Roth is a master of horror, and I couldn't think of a more talented visionary to help bring the stories of my haunted collection to life. These are no ordinary objects. They impart fear and terror on those who come into contact with them. Now, with Eli's expertise for thrill-provoking storytelling, viewers will get the ultimate frightening glimpse into their real horror. So yeah, there's more on that, but if that interests you, it looks like it's, yeah, it's happening. I mean, Eli Roth is kind of incredible, right? I don't really know much about Zach Bagans. I don't watch Ghost Adventures. I have other shows that I prefer, but I'm a big fan of Eli Roth, so super cool. All right, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro gods and goddesses. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Thursday, June 3rd. The moon continues to wade through the waters of Pisces. Here, the moon squares Mercury and Venus and trines Mars. That's a lot to deal with, but with the conjunction to Neptune added to this pileup, we're not able to see the energy coming our way. Mars is trying to push us into action, but with Mercury retrograde, it's probably best not to do anything rash, especially since Neptune has fogged up our glasses. Take your time today. Watch what you say. Think before you act. We don't want to spend our time stumbling about today, creating messes for tomorrow. Your daily moon mantra is, "A moment of patience in a moment of anger saves you a lifetime of regret." This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
We have been obsessed with predicting the future ever since the dawn of civilization. We've watched the stars, gazed into crystal balls, thrown bones, and read cards with the hope of getting a glimpse of future events. We have found ways to divine with just about everything, all in an effort to better understand ourselves and our place in the magical world. A Curious Future by Kiki Dombrowski is your guidebook to a variety of divination practices. Did you know that you can divine with wine? Or that a simple pair of dice can give you prophetic insight? Or that candle wax may help answer questions about your inquisitive inquiries? This book will help you predict the future through a variety of insights and sometimes unusual techniques. This greatly expanded second edition offers extended interpretations, additional reflective passages, and even more choices of curious divination to try. Learn different methods for awakening your psychic abilities to support your exploration into divination. Learn how to scry, use dowsing rods, read tea leaves, work with runes, see auras, decipher omens and clouds, and much more. A Curious Future can help you move forward into a mystical and inspiring path. A Curious Future by Kiki Dombrowski is now available for pre-order on Amazon and other places books are sold. All right, so we have a question of the day. This comes to us from one of our Facebook listeners, Catherine. Catherine says, "I need validation, fellow witches. So my 13-year-old son and I believe that all fictional things in our world aren't actually from the imagination, but memories from another life and another realm. We may not have Buffy the Vampire Slayer magic in this realm, but I think the powers that be that we do have some magic. I know there are realms out there with no magic at all. Does anyone feel this to be true, or are my son and I bonkers? Blessed be, brothers and sisters." So, Nani wrote, "I love that you shared this. I've had this conversation with my daughter as well. Since we have shared this experience, maybe we are recalling a time when we existed in a different realm. Makes me happy that someone else believes this." Now, Lilith has a great response, because this is a real thing. I think it's string theory that talks about this idea. But Lilith breaks it down beautifully. Lilith says, "I think you are referencing quantum mechanics, where it relates to time. Your theory is shared by many people along several other theories. If you Google many worlds interpretation quantum mechanics, you will get a good cross-section of what people think. Personally, I think we relive new lives, the Buddhist theology, and carry with us memories, traits, our beloveds as we reincarnate. I think fiction about the past comes from known or interpreted history passed down verbally, legends, and in writing. Did dragons exist? Probably, but have gone extinct in the last 3,000 years. Did Atlantis exist? Personally, yes, and it was covered by ice 20 or 25,000 years ago, when we all ran south into different regions but carrying the same knowledge. I think sci-fi future fiction comes from imagination, want, or maybe if you like a more witchy interpretation, people with heavy psychic abilities. Did Star Trek invent cell phones, or did cell phones develop out of a love for wanting our imaginations created? No one ever wanted a micro. We wanted to set. No one ever wanted. I think Shane microwave. No one ever wanted a micro. We wanted to instantly cook our meals in the only way we could conceive. Yes, I love that idea. So yeah, I agree 100%. I don't think all fiction is just different realms. I mean, fiction kind of encompasses a lot, and I don't believe that just because we can think of something now it suddenly exists in another dimension. I think that's a little too far of a stretch. But I do agree with Lilith's interpretation of the many worlds interpretation theory. So yeah, fun chat. All right, witches. So we do have a response. This comes to us from listener Lana in the Facebook group. Lana says, "A witch fail from last year that I hope to turn into a witch win this year. Every year on my birthday, my best friend buys me a rose plant in a pot. It has been like a ritual since we were teenagers. Every year, my rose plants last only a couple of weeks, no matter how much I care for them. Last year, I decided to water my rose plant with moon water. I had all my intuition there for it to work, so I prepared everything to fix my moon water just in time for the full moon. But I overslept the morning after the full moon, and thanks to all the stress to get to work that morning, I forgot to water the plant. When I got home in the afternoon, my moon water was gone. My roommate earlier that day knocked down my bowl with the moon water, when she tried to open the window. So there's no moon water for my plant. And then this one lasted only a couple of weeks. This year was my birthday present, a new rose plant, a little late, so instead of getting it in January, I got it today. So let's see if I can turn it into a witch wind this year. Reminder, moon water can be created at all time. Like at all time. It doesn't have to be just when there's a full moon. You can make moon water during the waning, during the waxing, during the new. Yeah, you still could have done it. So yeah, definitely we have to stop putting we gotta stop treating the full moon like a catch-all for everything. I actually think in this new issue of Witch Way magazine in June, do we have it? No, I'm sorry, it's the new Book of Shadows volume 9. Hang on, let me check. Hang on. I work on too many magazines at one time, you guys. Actually, no, it's in the June 2021 issue of Witch Way magazine, Moon Water for Every Phase, written by Brandy Silver. She talks about how you can make moon water from every phase of the moon and how you can use it. So check that out. The full moon is not the HBIC. You know what I mean? But speaking of Witch Way's June issue, we are talking about some spell work. So actually, you know what? I'm just gonna do the no. Let's just do what the plan was. So, some spell work. This is called The Jar of Return from Emma Catherine. Emma writes, "I write this in a time when the world seems to be a very strange place. We are slowly emerging from a state of lockdown courtesy of COVID-19 into what's been termed the new normal. Protests and riots around both the United States and the United Kingdom as racism once again rears its ugly head. As a woman of mixed heritage, my father is from Jamaica. My mother is white British. I've lost more than a few friends this past week or two. Friends who, if not racists and bigots themselves, are certainly sympathizers of such. And the whole thing has led me to take protective action, both magical and mundane. The truth is that protection has always been a part of witchcraft. And the spell I'm going to share with you today is not only a protection spell, but also a return to sender spell. One I have used twice. Once when my colleagues were spreading lies about me, lies that would have gotten me fired from my job. I am passionate about, and again, more recently, when I was the subject of racism and not the casual kind. This spell, like I've already mentioned, offers protection by deflecting any negativity, abuse, or hurt, and returns it to the sender so that they get a taste of their own venom. Some might say it's easier to let karma kick their ass, but sometimes that is not always the best route, particularly if we are fearful of their intentions. I prefer to see this working as helpful karma, as helping karma along the way. Ultimately, though, we as witches decide what is right and what is wrong for ourselves. If you have concerns about doing any kind of work, this one included, then I would suggest holding off for the time being. I will say that this isn't a hex or a curse. It merely returns to the sender what they themselves are sending out. If they were giving off love and light, then that's what they would get back. For this spell, you would need a jar, a piece of paper large enough to write names, a black candle, a red or black thread, a black or red ink pen, salt, vinegar, chili pepper, and black salt. Oh yeah, you can, just from the ingredients, you know where this is going. To begin, set up your ritual space however your tradition or practice dictates. Light the black candle in place in the center along with other items needed. Spend as long as you need in meditative thought, focusing on your intent and the spell at hand. Know that what you do is righteous. It is important that you have no doubts or worries about what you are doing. Take as long as you need to come to a decision you are content with. Take the paper and pen and write down the names of the individuals who are threatening you or sending you negative energy. Take the thread and wrap it around the paper until it is fully covered and you have a small bundle. As you wrap the thread, say the names aloud. Repeat the following 9 times. May the poison you spew return unto you, as I will it, so mote it be. When this part is complete, place the bundle in the jar along with the vinegar, salt, and chili pepper, then seal the jar using drippings from the black candle. Repeat the words as you do this. The last part of the spell requires you to bury the jar somewhere appropriate. The best place to bury a jar for this working is in a yard or garden, or one of the people named on the paper, though of course this isn't always possible. Instead, you can bury the jar at the base of a dead tree or one of ill repute, or perhaps even at a crossroads. Leave an offering or pour a libation to the spirits that reside there to look favorably on you and not impede the working. And that's it. Go home and try to forget about it. Like I said, I've used this spell twice, and both times I have had good results. Remember, we are witches and we have the power to protect ourselves. We should never be afraid to work magic for our own protection. All right, witches. I do have some shout outs to give today. First one is Callie Corrado. Callie, you kind, innocent Wendigo. I also have a shout out for listener Rebecca. Rebecca, you brilliant, luminous newborn baby. And then finally, Lillian. Lillian, you scholarly, brilliant tiger cub. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters, and I really appreciate you. So let me see what our card is today. Give me one second. What is our card? Ooh, the bat. All right. The bat from the Witch Daily Oracle is all about shadows, hidden, and confidence. Timing, a day or two. Yes or no, it is both. Contributed by Suzanne Severe Batlet. Shadow work is the name of the game with this card. Guardians of the night, these wonderful little creatures are confident within their place of darkness. Do you know yourself? Are you aware of your flaws? Do you accept them? Own who you are and make the night yours. It's time to get comfortable within the shadow. Love reading, explore sexual fantasies. Career reading, learn what doesn't work in order to change them. Health reading, what harmful patterns need to be broken. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you this week. Don't forget, any books, decks, headlines, sources, or anything else we referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, and I will see you on Monday.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.